Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues in this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yeah.
All right.
You're doing something on the schools? Well, I don't have any kids in school, so I'm
Well,
not
that's
very much at talking about it.
okay, but that's okay. This survey, it's a lot more about just schools. We also talk about stuff that kind of like maybe affects you as a citizen. So would you say that you're registered as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
I'm independent.
All right. This November, there will be an election for a U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Pretty certain.
All right. First of all, considering the general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel like things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Are things ready? Well, they're about right.
All right. What is your opinion on how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
Well, let's see. You're in Cherry Creek. We're way below Cherry Creek. That's a rich place over there. So we don't, we're okay here, but nothing like Cherry Creek.
All right, so would you say maybe they see Aurora as having a lower quality of life, maybe, or about the same as where they live?
Let's see, something about lower quality of life. I don't know. I'm doing okay. I got something to eat. That's all I need.
All right. So in general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora public school area where you live? Would you say it's excellent?
I would say they're excellent.
All right. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not very familiar?
I'd say somewhat
All right.
familiar.
Have you heard or read anything about the Blueprint APS?
The blueprint apps, I haven't heard anything about that.
All right. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are too much, or like, do you think they're much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Well, yeah, they gotta be about right. It's too much, but I think we better say we gotta take care of the kids, so that's important.
All right. Have you heard about or read about or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I have not heard of any increase
All
recently,
right.
no.
While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. So which of the following applies best to you and your household? Would you say you can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Would you say you can pay this increase, but it really squeezes your budget, requiring cutbacks on other spendings? Would you say you cannot afford this increase? It hurts the household finances badly? Or would you say this does not apply because you're maybe a renter?
I can't afford it because I'm retired and I don't make much money, so I can't really pay more unless hopefully not.
So maybe would you say you can afford it and you absorb this increase without any problems? Or maybe would you say you can pay this increase but it really squeezes your budget, requiring cutbacks on other spendings?
I'm looking at my, see, I don't hear good, so I got one of these things that shows what you're saying. It says you can't afford to absorb an increase without any problems. Well, it wouldn't, now we're not looking for more increases. We're hopefully that it won't happen.
All right. So would you say that maybe with this increase, you can pay this, but it really squeezes your budget, requiring cutbacks on other spendings? Would you say maybe that's the category you fit under?
Raising the increases would cause a bit of a problem with us. We might make it, but it was someone else would have to give it up.
All right, that's okay. So as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an 800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? Would you say this is going to have a big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
Well, I don't know what they're going to send us. It won't make a great big impact, probably not.
All right. So if the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for? And this kind of has in its own like categories, repairing and renovating older schools to provide all their students with high quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, and adding additional spaces in school for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you say that you would vote yes, or would you vote no on this?
Wow, that's so much, Stephen. Well, my daughter's in school type thing. She works in out of state here, but so I think it just depends on what they're going to do. I mean, if it makes sense, it's okay. Otherwise, no. But I would not say yes or no on that if you can do that.
All right. So also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
I don't know. I tell you what. I don't know how they can do $30 million and not increase the taxes. That's ridiculous. But, you know, I went to school at a country school for a while, and, you know, mm-hmm. the old thing, you had to walk 12 miles both hill both ways.
All right.
Anyway, I think $30 million sounds a little high, and so I probably have to think about that a while. I could look it up and work about it, but I'm not going to make a decision on that yet.
All right. So following up on do you agree or disagree with the statement, those against these Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy ballots might make. And a statement they made is, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better to taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Would you say you agree with the statement or disagree with the statement?
Well, I tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. Whether if they're going to raise the property taxes for that, depends on how much money it's going to involve. So I don't think I can really statement on that at all.
All right. Well, lastly, I just have some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. And if you could rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. And I can read those options again if you would like. So the first one is continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more security entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would you say this is a very strong reason to vote yes, a somewhat strong reason to vote yes, or a weak reason to vote yes?
I think somewhat. I believe that something is necessary.
All right. Many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the building needs to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments.
Okay, now I'm confused here. What's the question again on that?
All right, if by each statement that I make, if you think this is a very strong reason to vote yes, a somewhat strong reason to vote yes, or a weak reason to vote yes.
Okay.
Would you like me to read the statement again?
Oh, yes, yeah.
All right. Please. Many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. And just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments.
Okay. Okay, they need to do better, do more maintenance on these. I think you know, that could be reasonable, but I hate to see it get out of control.
All right,
so
we're just saying.
I'd answer that one anyway.
All right, well, I'm.
This guy don't know nothing.
Oh, no, don't worry. So, for these statements by each one I make, if me reading it, if what you think, if you think this is a very strong reason to vote yes, if you think this is a somewhat strong reason to vote yes, or if this is a weak reason to vote yes. So, from the statement I just said about the maintaining buildings to have, like, good learning environments and making schools last, would you say this is a very strong reason to vote yes, a somewhat strong reason to vote yes, or a weak reason to vote yes?
I say somewhat strong.
All right. So for these next questions, it's going to be like the same reasoning. If you think by each statement, if you think this is a very strong reason to vote yes, a somewhat strong reason to vote yes, or a weak reason to vote yes.
Okay.
So the next one is, this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values.
Okay. Investment will keep public schools and increase property and home retail values. It's a strong reason to do that, I think.
All right. Bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education.
Okay, let's see now, Harry. I see. Okay, what do I want to do about the youngest learners now? I'm confused here.
Oh, well, again,
please?
All right. It's, again, a statement that if you agree with it, if you were to say if you think this is a very strong reason to vote yes, or if it's a somewhat strong reason to vote yes, or if it's a weak reason to vote yes. And this statement says that the bond
somewhat,
funding.
Just put it down to somewhat, would you?
Somewhat, all right. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape.
Okay, invest more in educating and skills that they need. Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing.
All right, so would you say it's a very strong reason to vote yes, or a somewhat good reason to vote yes?
I'd say somewhat good reason.
All right. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning.
Okay, let's see. The technology, is this including update the technology devices? Is that what they're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's a good thing, yeah.
All right, so would you say it's a very strong reason to vote yes, or a somewhat strong reason?
I'd say somewhat strong.
All right. The next one is, doing school renovations and replacements make buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district's carbon emissions footprint.
So they want to renovate the schools so that they'll be more energy efficient. Is that correct?
Correct.
I vote for that, yeah. Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong, all right. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe and have more productive learners.
Okay, somewhat providing more for mental health people. I think that's something that we have to do because people are going nuts now anyway. So we got to do that.
All right. So would you say this is a very
somewhat,
strong reason
somewhat
of that? Somewhat?
Strong, yeah.
All right. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools.
Okay. They want to get more... Okay, let's see. More competitive and improving modernization of schools. I think they're kind of leaning right along the whole thing here. It seems to be like it's the whole thing just keeps coming back and forth. But whatever it is in this area needs to go good.
So would you say maybe this is a very strong reason to vote yes, or a somewhat strong reason to vote yes?
I'd say somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat, all right. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state.
Okay, somewhat be the best school district in the state. Well, that's everybody wants that to happen, so I'm sure that that's what they're looking for. So
all right.
Say yes.
All right, so would that be maybe a very strong reason to say yes, or a somewhat strong reason to vote yes?
Okay, somewhat strong.
All right. This large bond and teacher pay mill levy will come with no tax increase.
Okay, large bonds and teacher pay mill, I don't understand that. What is that? Will come with no tax increase. How can I get more bonds and then not have tax increases? That don't make any sense there, does it? I don't know how I can answer that.
All right.
Okay, I don't think I could vote yes on that. No, it's wrong.
Okay, and this
bond... You're about done here. I'm getting kind of tired of my... I'm an old cuss. Can't stay up too long.
Oh, yes. We're very done. We're about 98% done. We just have, like, two more questions, I would believe, or maybe three around there, but we're almost done.
Okay.
So, the next one is, the bond will fund a skills training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that include specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships so students graduate ready to fill available jobs.
Well, okay, is this more training and so forth I got to do? Yeah. Heck, I went to a country school, had eight grades in one room. They've come a long ways now. But I think whatever they can do here is okay without going over the board. That's what I'm concerned about.
All right. So would you say this is a very strong reason about yes, or a somewhat strong reason about yes?
Okay. Strong reason about what now? Okay. I'd say somewhat strong, yeah.
All right.
I don't believe in going overboard on stuff.
Okay, and finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? The first one is a $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes on this or vote no?
$1 billion? No, I wouldn't vote on that at all. I'd vote no.
All right. And a $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology, and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes on this or vote no?
Yes, or not.
All right. And just a few questions. Statistically, what is your gender?
What is your gender?
Yes.
What do you mean by gender?
Are you a male, female? Do you classify as other?
Oh, okay, I'm male.
Oh, all right. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
I'm 88.
All right. Do you consider yourself
to be... an old cuss this time.
Oh, don't worry. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
Do you consider yourself Hispanic? Or no, I'm not. No, I'm not Mexican or Latino.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
Polack is what I am.
All right.
I'm not African or Black. You know.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own a house, yeah.
Okay. And what county do you live in?
In Arapahoe.
All right. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
No kids.
All right. Okay. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions. I truly appreciate it.
Wow, this is a big job for you. Wow.
Oh.
You did good, though. Yeah, you did fine. Okay, I'm proud of you.
All right.
So that's it, huh?
Yeah, this is it. Thank you so much.
Okay, keep up the good work, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Goodbye.